So, I once told a friend of mine, we were talking about opportunities that like you miss out on if you don't take them. I had a really good friend of mine, or have a good friend of mine, who felt the same way in dating. And he wanted and wanted and wanted and wanted all these things. Like, he would see a girl in the club or a girl when we go out, and like he would kind of just like fall back because he didn't feel like he deserved it. And if you feel that way, you're not gonna like get to that point. You're not gonna like get what you think you deserve, and you're gonna settle for something less.
That's yeah, because that's what I do. Like with dating, I'm like, okay, well, he's super hot. He's not gonna find me attractive, so I'm obviously just not gonna even try.
But like, so that to me, if okay, so if that is the case, if that's really your thought process, you can only be upset with yourself for not trying. And then you also can't look at when you compare yourself to other quote unquote other girls, you can't look at them and then just go, oh my God, why not me? Well, you're why not you?
That's the thing. Well, because like I don't like when I look at other girls who are very ex like prettier than me or whatever. I'm
But
like, oh,
why
well,
okay,
you're
but what makes them
gorgeous.
prettier than you though?
I don't know. That's the thing.
So you don't
Like
know,
when you
like.
like okay, look. You're like it's like looking at Hello Kitty and then like Kim Kardashian. I am like the Hello Kitty. I'm like cute
Damn,
and like brown.
I can kind of see it. I see it now.
know?
I see it. But you say you're comfortable with being Hello Kitty.
Yes. And that's the thing, like if a girl wants to look like Kim Kardashian, that's totally fine. I'm like, yes, we love that. Like I'm just like, that's awesome. But for me, that's not who I am, you know? That's not who I want to be. So like obviously I feel like I don't know, I could be wrong. I feel like men would rather pick Kim Kardashian than Hello Kitty sometimes.
So then how do you know like that? How do you know that's the case though? Like you never know unless you actually walk up and like try to shoot. That's what I think women need to do in 2024. Women need to shoot their shot more because to me, like you, because we'll never know. Like as men, we're already programmed to, we're some, now I'm not. A lot of men are programmed to just think, oh, like she's not gonna be into me anyway. And to me, I think it'd make the world go round if more women approach guys like at the gym or just in general, like compliments. That you would change, you would that would change a dude's whole mindset if a woman comes up to him and is like, hey, I really like your shoes, or hey, I like whatever you have, I like your haircut, like nice haircut, nice beard. Like that's what that gets the conversation going, then like that could like spark something else. I think that women could be the catalyst in that in 2024 and beyond, but that's not gonna happen because I don't know. I
Well,
think,
like maybe some women could. Like some women do have like that confidence built in.
but like I don't know where the lack of confidence comes from. If a lot of guy, if you are Hello Kitty cute or Kim Kardashian, I don't know where the lack of confidence would come from. Like so 9 times out of 10, if I walk up to a girl and I say, hey, I really like your shoes, or hey, I'll either get like a oh, and thanks, kind of like a thanks, like. That was weird. Or like I might get some feedback from that. But there's no way in hell that you walk up to a guy and say, oh my God, I like your Kotski jacket. And he's gonna go, bitch, get the fuck away from me. Like that's not gonna happen. Like that's not gonna happen. So I don't know. I just think that like you gotta have more confidence in yourself and believe in yourself. And I tell myself this all the time in all aspects of my life, you know, to live with intent. To not just be in the moment. A lot of times, whenever you're in the moment, you're not really present. You're there, but like it's like, wait a minute, what am I doing here? What am I doing? Like, what's the plan? Like, what's the goal? So like, you know, that's my outlook in 2024. Is like, I'm sure there are guys. I don't even want to say that there are guys that are more attractive than me, because like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You may have someone that thinks that like you're the most smoking thing, hottest thing on earth. And if you're still thinking about, well, oh my God, this girl looks like Kim Kardashian and blah 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 blah, which Kim Kardashian ain't even in no more.
No,
Like,
she's not. I had a thing about
she ain't even in
somebody.
no more. Kim Kardashian hasn't been in since like 2015.
Okay, what
Like,
about like Margot Robbie, the girl who played Barbie? Like, I think she's
really,
drop dead gorgeous.
that's really not my type. You know, that's not my type.
You like Hello Kitty type?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends. I like chicks who do cosplay. I think that's pretty cool.
yeah, me too.
I like chicks that do cosplay. You like chicks that do cosplay?
Yes, I think cosplay is amazing because they put so much work into like the costumes and everything.
Yeah, like I like stuff like that, but I mean, like, I don't know, like, to me, I think the Hello Kitty route to me is something that's more sustainable. It's sustainable, like, in the long term, I think, but yeah. it depends on the pedigree of man that you are. So, like, if you're somebody who's shy, like, maybe a Hello Kitty is for you. Maybe, like, guys should go for Hello Kitty, but if you have confidence, like, I don't believe, like, here's the thing, like, I know that there are more attractive guys in the world than me, like, for sure, but I'm not going to convince myself that, like, I'm not attractive. Mm-hmm. So when you live your life in comparison, like they say, comparison is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. Like you can't enjoy your life if you're comparing yourself to the next person. And even if you say you're happy with yourself, you're still gonna be like, damn, like someone's prettier than me. You just gotta like embrace what you are, and if you want to enhance that by whether it's going to the gym, meditating, mental health, if it's like working on your social skills. Those are things that are, like, attainable. But I don't know. Like, I just think that mindset, to me, I can't relate to that. Thinking that someone is attractive and more better than me. I mean, I'm still a work in progress, as everybody is every day until we go 6 feet under. But I don't know. I don't know. You have quite the dilemma, Sam.
I know. And, like, whenever I do, like, so I go on Bumble, and, like, whenever I look at, like, guys' profile picture, or not even, like, profile pictures, like, I look at their profile more than their pictures. So, like, if they don't have anything I have in common with them, I don't swipe. Even if, like, they're the hottest thing in the world, I'm like, no, like, I see no connection with you. Like, yeah, you're really hot, but I want a connection. Like, I want something to talk about other than you going to the gym or you playing golf or something like that.
Sounds like you're talking to white guys. So, yeah, I think maybe expand your horizons a little bit. I also think that, like, if they talk about going to the gym, like, I think it's about the merging of, like, two worlds, right? So, like, even if you don't have a lot in common, you could find something in common, and you can, like, work from that point. And, you know, you can see where things go, and you'll find that maybe you do like going to the gym. Maybe that person inspires you to be better in the gym, and maybe you inspire this person to like Demon Slayer, or, you know, like, what do you play? Cardcaptor, Yu-Gi-Oh, what do you play?
Cardcaptor Sakura?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you guys play. Yu-Gi-Oh and Beyblade and all that other shit. Yeah, like, you can do that. Like, you know, it's just opposites do attract, you know? So okay. They'll find that, like, oh, man, like, and you swiping left, I think that's how Bumble is. Like, you swipe left, and that, like, makes them go away.
Yeah,
you swipe it. You could very well, like, swipe and be like, oh, shit, like, this guy, that could be your... We're all one swipe away from meeting our soulmate.
I know! Like, that's what scares me, too. But, like, and, like, for me, I don't know if this is, like, a guy thing, too, but I swipe left. I don't even, like, because you know how there's, like, a cap on how many people you can swipe right on?
Yeah.
I never meet that cap because I always swipe left. And then, like, eventually I just get so bored of being on there that I just stop.
There used to be a time where you could swipe, like, there were unlimited swipes.
When Tinder first, yup, I
Tinder,
was there.
Tinder and Bumble. Tinder and Bumble, you could have unlimited swipes. And all of a sudden one day, like, it's kind of like this is the part that, like, fucks me up. It's like if you're on Tinder, Bumble, or Hinge, and, like, you like someone, and then, like, the next person, you're like, oh, shit. And it's like, I like that person, but, like, it's like, oh, you gotta buy it. And you're like, I don't want to buy this. So, but, I mean, you already bought Bumble, so I would never buy it.
The reason why I bought Bumble Premium was because I wanted to take my profile to anywhere other than here. So I took myself to England, so.
Dating in Kansas City does kind of suck, like... It's pretty bad.
Yes.
I just recently had a situation with this girl who I never, like, we never hooked up or anything, but we had, like, matched 5 years ago, actually. And,
okay.
Like, we always kept in contact. Like, I would see her out and about and just say what's up to her. Like, yeah. nothing happened.
Did you guys, like, ever hang out, like, in person or just, like...
Yeah, we did. We did, and she was cool, you know, and... She, I started seeing her on like Bumble and Hinge, and I'm like, or I think it was Bumble and Tinder, and I'm like, why do I keep seeing you on these? Like, cause, and at the time I thought like she had a boyfriend, and so I'm thinking to myself like maybe she just forgot to delete it. You know, some people do. They just like, yeah, I'm off of here, I'm done. Yeah. Well, it wasn't the case for her. She actually made the profile. I think she reopened her profile. Put herself out there. I didn't hit her up and say, yo, what's up with this? Like, why are you on here? Mm-hmm. She then was like, I'm looking for a husband. So if I, you know, I'm not the best at mental math here, but if you're looking for a husband and you're on there, that would indicate that
you're single.
Yes. So I started laughing. I'm like, oh man, I'm just kind of just joking. I'm like, damn, like, well, shit, what's up? Like, you already work with my mom and shit. Like, yo, that's what's up.
Aw, yeah, that's so nice.
My mom already likes you. And then all of a sudden, I get a message from a blank profile on Instagram that was like, why the fuck are you talking to my girl? And I'm like, who's your girl?
Is this the story?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay.
And she's like, he was like, yeah, why the fuck are you talking to my girl? I'm like, who's your girl, bro? And he goes, let's just say for the sake of the story, her name is
Sophie.
No, I don't like Sophie. No. We'll call her Penelope. So okay. Yeah, I just think that's a cool name. Plus, shout out to Liz Ketzner, by the way. That's her daughter's name, Penelope. So, so he's like, yeah, I'm talking to Penelope, and I'm like, word, like that's your girl. He goes, yeah, bro, we live together, and I'm like, and the whole time I'm just like, okay, like that's wild, cause like she just said on one end, on my end, she's looking for a husband. Never mention your dumbass. So like, there's a disconnect here. So then he's like, yeah, man, like, are y'all fucking or what? I got to know so I can move on. And I said, nah, man, that's not the case, brother. Like, you might want to check her, though, you know, like, and see what's going on with her. And he's like, I already did. And I'm like, okay, so like, so why are you talking to me then?
I'm so curious how he found you.
Well, so I'm going to get to that. Okay. So I'm like, so he's like, I already did. Like, he's like, bro, we're, like, he's like, we already lived together and like, you know, we and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, what a horrible time to live with someone if you're on the outs and it's fucking January, like, especially now. And he's like, I was like, well, first off, like, how did you find me? Mm-hmm. And he says, well, I your name popped up on her screen a bunch of times and I went through her phone. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that's, you know, clearly you suspected something. You're valid in that, and I understand, but, like, you can check the messages, bro. I wasn't talking spicy to her, like, and actually, I was talking to her under the impression that you didn't exist, so.
Yeah,
you did
the messages.
Yeah. So clearly, he didn't read the messages that she was putting out there, and whatever it is that she told him, he just kind of took it, because I'm under the impression that, like, he's living under her, and if he were to try to trip with her, she'd probably kick him out. Because if I want to know more information, I'm going to look and say, let me see the messages. If I'm that type of dude. But usually if I get any type of inclination that something's going on, I can kind of figure it out. And then when I figure it out, I'm like, okay, like I'm done. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know. Like I've never lived with a woman before. So like, I don't know what that process would look like other than like breaking the lease or living together as roommates, but not being together. Like that's like one of my greatest fears. It's like,
well, don't say that because I have a friend going through that right now too. Like her and her boyfriend broke up, but they are like they can't break the lease because it's expensive, but they still live together. But luckily, like they're such in good terms that they can still like sleep in the same bed, but they just don't do anything.
That's pointless. I mean, if that's the case, like that's pointless. Like, I'm sorry. Even if we're broken up, like if it's just one of those, if it's an early Sunday morning or something, I'm just like, look, I know we ain't together, but, you know, like, I don't know. That's just me. But,
understandable.
Yeah, so the guy was like, yeah, like, I just, you know, first of all, he said, be a man. Right? That's what he said. He goes, be a man and tell me what's going on. I said, bro, first of all, you're talking to me through a fake profile. Like, now I don't know who you are. You can come at me, you know what I'm saying? Like, because if I know who you are, and you're talking like this, like I'm looking for you. Like, okay, like I know who you are. I got you. So then Penelope gets back to me. She goes, yeah, like we were having this conversation. And I told her the same thing I told you, like to have confidence and stuff like that. Keep in mind, under the impression that she was single.
Yeah.
Well, then she goes, hey, did Elmer reach out to you? I said, oh, that's his name. She said, yeah, we're kind of going through a rough patch right now. Like, we're kind of on the outs, but, like, I'm sorry that I brought you into this mess. And I'm like, so, okay. For him to say all the stuff that he said to me, he clearly didn't look at the messages that you sent saying, hey, I'm looking for a husband while you have a living boyfriend. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, of course, it fell on me. And he actually apologized, and then she apologized. And I don't know, maybe they're back together, and I don't know. But it's just, it's too cold to break up in January. Just wait till June. Just wait till June. Like, you're trying to break a lease, and you do break the lease, and where the fuck are you going to go? You've already put, like, $3,000 down to break a fucking lease. Then you have to hire a moving company. Then you have to move stuff out of your apartment. And it's cold. It's but negative one.
Well, see, that's why, like, people, they should just, like, stay together and, like, obviously not a good thing.
No. No.
Well, depending on how, like, if they broke up, like, if it was, like, a really bad breakup, I understand. Like, I don't care how cold it is. If I was going through that, if I was breaking up with somebody, I'd leave. I, like, no matter if, like, if that person I didn't like, if I didn't like them anymore, like, if I was, like, this is done, like, I have negative, like, emotions towards you, I'd leave. I'd move in this weather. I don't care. I would do anything to leave. So, like, for people to stay together, I assume it's because they had a very clean breakup. They, like, they put their boundaries up and everything, so.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, all that's fine back in, like, 2014, but, like, now it's just, no, like, you know, people live together and they hate each other. And
yeah, if you hate each other, then I would say leave. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's just, I didn't like that I was brought into this whole, like, scenario.
I don't know why. I feel like that's always a you thing.
No, it is always a me thing. Everything is always a fucking me thing. Everything, like, I just recently, like, one of my great friends, he actually, like, I think he's still talking to this girl. He met this girl at work. I had matched with her on Hinge. She then ghosted me, didn't see her for, like, months. All of a sudden, my homeboy introduces me to her, and I'm like, wait a minute, I remember you. Like,
that's, like, my worst fear.
Like, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, bro, what is her name again? Because she's got a very distinct tattoo. And I said, kind of like, oh, there's a song called Same Girl by Usher and R. Kelly. It's like, they're like describing, like, does she, you know, she got a kid who loves some Waffle House. Does she, and like, and R. Kelly's like, yep. And like, so I was like, hey, man, like, that's what it was like. And I was just like, yeah, he was like, you know, like, does she got a beauty mark on the left side of her mouth? Yeah. Went to Georgia Tech. Yeah. Works for TBS. Yep. I can't. And then, like, they're just like, holy shit, we're dating the same woman. In this case, I never dated the girl, but I remember, like, she left me hanging. And now she's with him. And I'm just like, wow. You know, like, it's, but whatever. You know, so that's how small the dating market is. There was also another time where I ran into, this was one of the worst dates I've ever had. Like, the worst, absolute worst. I took a girl out on a date. And at the date was the girl I was with, a girl I used to talk to, and a girl that ghosted me. All in the same fucking room. And the girl I used to date kind of kept, like, peeking over, and my date was like, hey, do you know that girl? And I looked over, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's fucking her. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, we're cool, like, whatever, whatever. And she goes, I think she wants to say something. So I was like, nah, I don't think she does. She was with their group of friends. So then, like, she goes off to get food because, like, we're at the parlor, which is, like, another horrible hub for dating because you're going to find everyone there.
Yeah.
And so she goes to the chicken spot, and she's getting her food, and I see the girl I used to talk to walk up behind her in line, and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? And, like, keep in mind, like, our breakup was, I don't even want to call it a breakup. We just messed around a lot, and she hit me with this, you know, it's funny, like, you know, what's the saying? It's no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. Cause I was jumping up all in her ass, man. Like, for real. but I had the gun, and I was like, I don't want to be with you like that. You know, like, I never once, like, tried to, like, stifle her and say, like, oh, like, you gotta be with me. Or, like, I don't want to be, kind of like what you just said, like, you gotta be with me. I want to be with you, but not right now. I just told her flat out, like, I don't want
to
do this.
Yeah,
I told her, And all of a sudden, I became this bad person. I said, okay, cool. We don't have to talk. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
She then walks up behind my date, and I see them talking. And I'm just and I'm just like, I was like, this is some diabolical shit, man. Like, as bitches will connect like Voltron to take a nigga down, man. It's wild.
I would never do that. No, I don't know, actually.
They will, look, man. they connected like, have you ever seen Power Rangers, like the fucking Megazord? They're all just like, oh shit, he fucked me over. He fucked me and left me. He got me pregnant. And like, we're still talking. And we were going to go on a date. And all of a sudden they fucking connect and make a robot to just pulverize you. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Then my date comes back and she goes, she was just super silent.
Oh, no.
And I was like, hey, what's going on? She goes, nothing. And I was like, you were just like super chatty earlier. Like, well, what's wrong? I was like, did she say something to you? She goes, maybe. I said, maybe. I was like, okay, I saw you talking. What did she say? And then the minute she said this line, like, these four words, I just knew. She said, you know what's funny? And I'm like, and I was just like, oh no, this is going to be bad. And I was like, what? She goes, well, you know, she told me that, you know, you guys have a little bit of a history, but like, you have problems with commitment. I'm like, that's not the problem. I was like, I told her I didn't want to be with her. She was cool with it. And she continued to hit me up. Like, and that's where I left it at. She goes, okay, well, give me more detail. I'm like, I'm on a date with you right now. So, like, we don't need to discuss this anymore. I was like, whatever she told you, like, don't listen to that because it's not true.
Was it your first date?
Yeah, this is our first date. No, actually, this is me and this girl's second date.
Okay.
Like, but we never got intimate or anything like that. But, like, she was just so perturbed at the fact that, like, the girl I used to talk to, because I've only had one girlfriend in my life, but all these other girls, like, they just, like, that's not a COVID cough. I'm vaccinated, so suck it. No, I'm talking to my listeners. So she was just perturbed by the fact that even happened, mm-hmm. just by happenstance. So, like, eventually the date got better, though. The date got better, and we ate, drank, everything was cool. Mm-hmm. Within, the girl who ghosted me, she saw me. Like, I didn't see her. She looked at me, and I was like, I just kind of had this, like, spider sense. I was like, I look over, and there was a girl that ghosted me. Not the same girl that my friend's talking to, a different girl, but she looked at me, and I'm just like, oh, God. And she got one of her friends to, like, walk by, like, walk in a circle.
You knew what was happening.
It's almost like she sent the bitch like a boomerang and just went, just circled me. And then she caught her and was like, is that him? Yeah. All right, I'm going to go over there. Put the boomerang back in and fucking... So she can't show, so she comes over, and then, like, my date goes to the bathroom. She was like, hey, do you remember me? And I'm like, no. Like, I was like, in my mind, I'm like, get the fuck away from me. But then I was like, yeah. And I'm trying to, like, be, like, just super cordial. I'm like, yeah. She goes, yeah, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I just, you know, I have a lot going on and this and that. And I really feel like, you know, I think that things, like, I'm very good with communication. I just really felt like, you know, like, I wasn't sure about getting back into the dating game. And I'm like, that's funny because, like, you got on Bumble, right? So, like, you clearly want to get back into it. So, like, what, why'd you change? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, just, I don't know. I was unsure. And, like, I felt like things with us were going so well. But, like, I'm sorry I didn't text you back. Then my fucking date comes back. And my date's like, hey, who's this?
Oh, no.
She goes, I'm blah, blah, blah. Oh, I didn't know you were on a date. I'm so sorry. Hey, by the way, like, I hope everything goes well. Sorry, you know, I'm sorry about what happened. And she leaves. Mm-hmm. What does that do? That prompts more fucking questions. And she's just like, what happened last time? I'm like, oh, God. I already know. I'm like, this is it. This is going to be the last time I ever see this girl. And, like, I explained a little bit of it. Not enough, but just enough to kind of like, okay, just next topic. And... rest of the day was fine. Drop her off. And I didn't hear from her for like a week. And usually if I don't hear from somebody after like 72 hours.
Yeah.
48 hours. I kind of just forget about them.
Yeah, same.
I'm just like, okay, like, I'm not, you know, I was like, hey, text when you make it back safe. And she's like, okay, we'll do. I ain't gonna lie, I assume the bitch died. I don't know.
She's probably still dead to this day.
She probably, well, no, she did text me back.
Though. Oh, dang it.
I was like, oh shit. I was like, she's like, I was like, if I ever hear about her on a murder mystery podcast, I'm like, oh shit, I was the last person I saw her. Like, she had the chicken tenders and fries.
She kept asking too many damn questions.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's just, I didn't do it, you know? So, no, I didn't assume she was dead. It was just a thought of like, okay, like, she didn't text back. Yeah. Well, then she did text me back. She did text me back that following. Like, that was Saturday, so she texted me back, like, that next Friday. And she said, hey, sorry I've been super distant, but I've been thinking lately, and I'm just paraphrasing. I've been thinking lately, it seems as though you have a lot of history with different women, and I haven't heard, like, the best things, so I just think it's best that, like, we don't communicate anymore. And I think you're a really great guy, but I feel like I'm cautious about who I date, and I'm just like, I think I just gave her a thumbs up. That's all I did. I was like, okay, and that was that. Like, that was literally it. And after not hearing from this person for like years, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'll still see her out and about, and I look. If I don't fuck with you, I'm gonna keep the shit awkward.
You're gonna make it as awkward as possible.
Oh yeah, like I keep the shit awkward. Like, walk up. Feel a tap on my shoulder. I look back and there's this fucking jackass just like, hi. And I'm like, okay, like, cool. And, how've you been? I'm like, and I literally was like, I was like, you don't give a fuck.
Oh no.
I was like, you don't give a fuck how I've been. What do you mean? What? You want to talk outside? No, I don't. Yeah. No, they're playing the motto right now. I want to rap to that. I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away. You know, like, so like, that's just, yeah, it's I always find myself in these very like peculiar situations, and I just got to roll with the punches. Like, 2023 was like a total mind fuck though. That was like the, like, I'm not like, it's not the last straw, but it's like the, I just don't care anymore. I just don't, like, I'm happy. So I actually root for things to fail so I can just go, okay, fine. Now, the problem with that is football season's almost over, and I get my mind off of all the shit in my life by watching football. And if the Eagles fucking lose on Monday, oh, dude, I'm gonna become unhinged.
Wait, who are they playing Monday?
Tampa Bay.
Do you think the Eagles are gonna win?
I mean, they should, but...
See, I don't know, like, the difference of, like, if a team was good or not.
Oh, man, I don't know. Like, if you like stats and numbers, you can go that route. But I can honestly say, like, they should win, but if they don't, I'll be devastated, not gonna lie. And all just my problems will come crashing back down on me, and I have to wait until, you know, June of next year or June of this year.
Well, like, baseball season.
But I'm a Blue Jays fan, but they don't, they make the wild card, but they haven't really done too much, you know. I don't know. I don't watch baseball. I will go to Royals games though, and those are fun. But
yeah, little hot dog races.
Yeah, the hot and the relish and mustard and yeah, I just think it's peculiar. So I'm not gonna focus so much on like dating and the outcome. I'm just gonna like see where things go, yeah. You know. And usually I've had girls tell me like, oh, like, I don't feel a romantic spark. Like, I don't know what the fuck. What do you want to defibrillate? You want a defibrillator? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, fucking like shock you? Like, what do you? You know, like, I don't know.
Well, because like I think I'm going through like kind of like. Like, right now, like, in 2024, I, like, this is gonna sound really weird, but I wanna stay single in 2024. Like, I wanna know people, like, if I do talk to, like, guys, like, I wanna get to know them, make sure it's, like, be friends with them first, and then, like, do the dating thing, right? I don't know.
Because I don't think that's how that works.
I don't know anymore, because, like, my last two relationships, it was always, like, hey, we match. Week and then like a week later we talk, right? And they ask me to be their girlfriend. Like within like less than a month, I'm like already like a girlfriend with someone I like barely like know, right?
Yeah, maybe it's just like a rare occurrence. But, like, I really feel like the whole like, if a woman likes a guy, she's not. There is no. Let's just be friends first. Usually, like the friendship occurs during the connection.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what like I want. But yeah. I don't know, like, that's the thing, like, because you're dating, but you're not official. So if you're dating, can you still talk to, like, other guys or something? Or, like, other, like, even, like, in your case, like, other girls? Like,
yeah, I
how
mean,
does that work? Like, you, it's not official yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. You just have to, I swear neither of us have COVID. We both keep coughing. Obviously, it's swift change in temperature that gets me all the time.
I'm recovering from being sick last week.
What the fuck? What are you doing here then?
I was sick last week. I feel a lot better for like a few days now.
Wait, what were you sick with?
I don't know. I was just really sick.
Oh, damn, Sam. Okay.
I don't have COVID. Don't worry. Okay. I could taste everything I ate.
Okay. So what was I talking about?
I'm vaccinated too, so.
Okay. I mean, you can still catch it, but.
Oh. But like. Obviously, like, I don't know.
What was I talking about again? Oh, the connection thing. Yeah. Like, you could find friendship within a connection. I don't understand why women will try to, like, decipher friendship first, then a relationship. If things flow the way that they should, you're going to find all of that in the connection. Why try to separate that? Let's see if we connect first, then we'll be friends, then we'll do a relationship. That's like playing leapfrog. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Whenever women try to hit me with stuff like that, I'm like, this ain't going to work. You know, because, like, I'm not looking for friendship. You know, I already have enough friends as it is. I've made friends all over the fucking world. I've made friends here. I made friends in my complex. I make friends every day. But I don't need to, like, I don't need friends. Like, I want someone that I can relate to, be romantic with, and...
Yeah. That's like the thing, like with my profile, it says like, what are you looking for? So mine is like, mine literally says, I do not know. So like, and there's some that'll say like, oh, looking for a relationship, open to a relationship, looking for like long term and stuff like that. So like, it says on your profile, like what, like specifically you're on here for. So like the guy I'm talking to that's from England, right? Like, we both got out of the relationship, like, 6-7 months ago, right? Mm-hmm. And we both said, hey, like, this time, we're both, like, we're taking it slow. We want to, like, get to know the people, because, like, obviously we want the next person to be the one. So, and all that, you know, you don't, like, I don't know, like, I just, for this relationship, the next relationship, I definitely want to, like, take things a lot slower than what I'm so used to. If that makes sense.
I don't know why you couldn't just do that from the start, though. Like, why is it that... And I notice this is becoming a trend as women get older. They just, like... They just, like, go... They go gung-ho from, like, 18 to, like, 25. 26. Even sometimes 27.
And then
in their late 20s, they want to date with intent. And then it's, like... Here's the thing. If I know about you... And you try to hit me with the whole, oh, you know, see where things go. I'm like, look, I just saw you at Ale House getting fucked. Like, or I just saw you somewhere. I know people that know you. I want the regular degular. I don't want anything premium. I don't want none of that shit. I want kind of like Netflix. I look at dating like Netflix with some of these chicks, man. It's like you get a 7-day trial. But you get all like you get all like the premium movies, you get all this cool shit, right? Then, like, whenever I try to subscribe, I don't get none of the movies, but I have to pay more to get those other movies. So they do a fucking price change on me. I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, that is fucking stupid to me. I want the premium movies. I want no commercials. But if I buy the premium, $7.99 is what you're paying, right? But here's the thing. We're going to take away those movies. But... We'll give you the commercials, we'll give you the movies, but now you gotta pay another $10.99 for all these other movies. But then I'm like, hey bro, what are you paying for Netflix premium or whatever the fuck? I'm just making this up. Oh bro, I'm only paying $7.99. $7.99, bro, I'm paying $17.99. And we got the same like access, same movies, right? Yeah, man, I get shot anytime I want. Yeah, man, I get movies with commercials. Movies with commercials, aka other distractions, aka I'm six. AKA, oh, I'm not too tired tonight, but this motherfucker's got access all the time. Is that what you're telling me? Okay. Like, that's, no. No. If you try to make it harder for me than you did, if you make it harder for me and it's not as hard to get to you, to get access to you, not just sexually, but just to hang out, You know, because women do make exceptions. I've been on both ends of, like, that, where I'm trying so hard to get to know someone. Hey, what are you doing this day? Oh, I'm busy that day. Well, 9 times out of 10, if a woman, like, really wants to rock with you,
she'll say,
hey, actually, I'm busy Friday, but I'm free Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
They'll make those plans. If I don't get that type of energy, because then it's like, okay, well, how about you're busy Thursday? Yeah. How about Friday? I don't know about Friday. I'll let you know. Okay. How about Saturday? I don't know. We'll see.
I am that person.
Oh, you should jump out of my window.
Well, because, like, they're so consistent. I'm just like, obviously, like, if I'm saying, oh, I'll let you know. And even guys do this to me, too. Like, they will do this to me as well. If they say, oh, like, I'll let you know when I'm free, I'm like, okay. I'll take that as a, okay, they don't want to really, like, talk to me anymore. They don't want to hang out with me anymore, so I'm over this person.
Yeah, I'm guilty as charged. I've done that before, too.
Yeah.
Because I may really intend on wanting to, like, do something, but then I'm just like, eh, like, nah. So 9 times out of 10, like, I'm working now on, like, not setting forth plans to, like, create hope.
I mean, that's a good, yeah.
And despair. Like, I'm really working on that. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, like I said, I've been on both ends where I've had a woman reciprocate. Like, hey, I'm not free this day, but I'm free tonight. Okay, cool. Like, we meet up, whatever.
Yeah.
Then, like, I've been on the side where, like, I'm like, damn, like, what? It's, I'm trying to, like, get to know this person, and they're just not letting me in, or they're coming up with excuses. And it's like, well, be consistent. Keep showing up. Well, if you keep showing up, eventually they're just going to leave anyway.
It does get kind of, like, for me, like, well, the person that's, like, constantly talking to me and, like, wanting it to hang out, they're, like, I can't tell if they're, like, I don't know how to say this, but I don't know if they're playing for, like, I don't know if they like girls or boys or, like, both, right? So I don't know if they're gay or not. And, like, from what he tells me, because he calls me, like, cute and all that stuff, he's like, oh, you're so cute, like, your pictures are so cute. I'm like, oh, thank you. But then, like, he would tell me that, like, his first kiss was with a boy and stuff like that. So I'm just like, I don't want to be that girl that says, oh, sorry, like, I already have a boyfriend, or, like, you know, I'm not interested in you in that way. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be that girl that says, oh, like, I'm not interested in you, sorry, but, like, we can still talk. I don't know. It sounds, like, very mean, I guess.
If you don't know, I definitely don't fucking know. I don't know, like, I don't know what the hell, like, you just said.
Because this guy that I'm talking to, like, he watches anime, and, like, we have, like, a good... Like, we talk, and he has a dog, and, like, the conversation's there. But, like, when it comes to, like, flirting, I'm like, I don't know if he, like, is trying to flirt with me because he, like, actually thinks I'm cute, or if he's just being, like, very nice. I don't know. So that's the reason why, like, and I'm not really interested in him in that way as well, like, in a relationship-wise. So that's why I'm always like, oh, well, yeah, like, I'll let you know if, like, I'm free and stuff like that, you know?
Those bisexual folk are pretty, they're pretty, like, unpredictable. I could never date, and again, like, people can live their lives. I can never date someone that's bisexual because you don't know if they're going to go back to, like.
I'll be honest, I couldn't.
Like, I was in a scenario with this girl, like, last year, actually, where she was bisexual, but she wanted an open relationship. And I'm like, you know, at first, the thought of it sounded cool, but I kind of really started vibing with her. And then, like, she told me she had history. Like, there was some girl that she met in Kansas that moved to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she came over here, and she was like, hey, how would you feel if I caught a flight to North Carolina to fuck this girl? And I was like, what? Like, huh? Like, she's like, well, I just have to test my feelings. I have to be, you know, I just figured you'd be open-minded. Now I understand what open-minded means. Like, I understand what the fuck that means now. So you want me to just, so yeah, and, you know, we could be each other's mains, but we could have sides, and I have two friends I have two friends that they're also, they're gay, and, like, you know, and they sometimes, like, you know, she'll get with a guy, and then her girlfriend will get with a girl, and then they'll kind of swap, and then they come home to each other at the end of the day. And I'm like, you're trying to present, you're basically taking a pile of cow shit putting a bow over it and saying, ta-da, like, this is what...
This is what you're getting.
This sounds terrible to me. Yeah. Because I thought about this, too. Like, the whole open relationship concept. Like, men, we will never win. We'll never win. A woman will put up Oscar Robinson triple-double numbers on your ass, man. Like, she'll get, like, 5 dates, and you only get, like, 2. So when you don't get the dates, what is she doing? Getting ready. Hey, imagine coming home. Hey, babe, how's it going? Oh, it's going good. Hey, so I'm going out tonight with Roger. yeah, and I'm probably going to be staying at his house. And, yeah, so I left meatloaf in the fridge. There's mashed potatoes and macaroni. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, and then, you set boundaries. You set up the rules.
Yeah, but if you set up the boundaries, then you're insecure as a man. Like, men, you know, it's almost like to show strength as a man, you have to, like, not care. But I would care if I was going down that route. And then, like, the dude, ding dong, knocks on the door, and here's fucking Roger, big BBC motherfucker, right? I picked this from a white guy's perspective. And, like, he's just like, hey, what's good, bro? And the guy, let's say his name is Warren. Warren's like, hey, man, Stacy's upstairs. You want a glass of water? No, I'm cool, bro. Sits down. So what do you do? I work for the trash company. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. It's a nice-ass house, bro. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we paid good money for it. Yeah. Cool, yeah. What, is your room upstairs? Yeah, it's just right there on the left. And why do you want to know? We can't go back to my spot. We're going to come back here. Like, imagine, like, that's just like... And then a man in his mind is like, it's fine. You ever see that meme where it's got the dog in the house that's like on fire? It's like, yeah. Everything is fine. And it's not fine.
Well, that's why they set boundaries. It's like, okay, well, obviously don't bring dates back. And then you have to go somewhere else.
But, you know, to keep the flow of the things going, though, you don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy. So, like, you have to...
If you're in an open relationship, setting boundaries is very important.
No, I like, look, I like.
I would never be in an open relationship.
I like, dealing with one woman to me is a fucking headache. Why the hell would I want to deal with, like, multiple headaches at the same time? Like, they never end well. Open relationships never end well.
Have you seen, there's a show called Sister Wives on TLC.
I believe it.
I'm obsessed with it. Have you heard of it?
No.
So it's about a polygamist. So he has four wives, I'm sorry. He has 4 wives, and they've been, like, together for, like, 20 plus years, and they've been airing the show for, like, 10 plus years. And at the end of the show, like, at, like, this very last season, he only has 1 wife now.
Yeah, because he's smart. He understands, but, I mean, I'm going to be honest, that alimony must be fucking crazy, but unless he's signed, let's say I'll sign prenups, but... Yeah, I'm not an open relationship dude. That's just not that's not my forte. Like again, men, we will lose every time, man. We will lose every time.
I feel like for me too, I will lose too. Yes, I will. Hello Kitty lookalike, I will lose too.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would, because I've been on dates, right? I've been on, like, 2 dates so far, and I've already been, like, ghosted. So there you go.
I mean, that shit happens, but, like, no, like, I just think that,
which is fine.
Pussy rules the world, and, like, I don't know, like, because my best friend. I have many best friends, but, like, I've been rocking. Me and this guy, we've been best friends for almost 20 years. He made one of the dopest comments where he said, "You could take, like, the average woman can get more." And by average, whatever average looks like to you.
That's me. That's Hello Kitty.
Damn, okay. That's really how you feel about yourself. You need to go to therapy.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm happy the way I am.
Okay, so you take the average girl's going to attract the most dudes, and then an above average man will attract women. It's just, that's just how the dating market goes. And there is kind of like the economy, right? There's a huge skyrocket in pussy. Oh, God. And, like... The market for dick is crashed, so you gotta you gotta break even at some point. You gotta buy low and you gotta sell high. So a lot of women are selling high because they realize, oh wait a minute, I got a buzzy and he wants me. All these guys want me, shit. And, you know, eventually they crash when they realize, like, hey, this ain't the life. So, or they just make OnlyFans, which is fine. But, like, No, it's just you'll lose. Like matter of fact, I saw that at this resort that I was at in Cancun. I saw that. And the funny thing about resorts is that like you have the most mid-looking people that go to these resorts.
I saw
it. And they're out there fucking everybody. Like everybody be fucking at these resorts. And I've seen a couple girls where I'm like, damn, I was like, you talking kind of spicy right now, but you must not be the shit back in Neosho, Missouri, wherever the fuck you came from. Like, you know, wherever, you know, where are you from? Like, oh shit, you're from Nantucket? Like, what the fuck is that? What the hell is even that? Shout out to my guy Jack, man. Met a couple of cool guys out there, and it was fucking amazing. But like, and they'll agree, like, you'll just, I don't know, like, expectations are very low at a resort. And I can honestly say that if my girl ever goes to a fucking resort without me, her shit will be outside when she gets back.
Well, I've never been to a resort.
Oh, Sam, you would, you ever seen those cartoons where there's like a hot dog and like they're like a chain link hot dogs and they're just like,
yeah.
Like that would be you. Because like all the dicks would just come to you. Like,
I don't think that's true because okay. Even if I go to a bar,
okay.
I've only had this happen once in my lifetime. I guess I just don't go to bars often. I've only had one guy like hit on me and I didn't even realize he was hitting on me. Because like he was like, I was with a guy at the time.
Yeah.
And like it was like a friendship thing, like nothing like it was nothing like nothing serious or anything. And they were all playing together and he was like, the guy that I was hanging out with, he goes to the bathroom. And the guy that he was playing pool with, he was like, hey, come here real fast. I was like, okay. So I go over there. He's like, are you with him? I was like, nope, I'm not with him. We're not together or anything. Even though I kind of low-key want to. So he was like, oh, well, take my Snapchat and can you give my Snapchat to him? So that we can like talk and stuff like that. I said, yeah, I can do that. So
and we can all run a train. Woo woo! I'm just playing.
So then I was like, yeah, I can do that for you. And so I took his Snapchat and I forgot about it at the end of the night, so I never deleted it. And so like the next like couple days after, he hits me up and he's like, oh hey beautiful. I didn't respond. I was like, I'm not responding to this. And he's like, I just wanted to say hi and I just wanted to try shooting my shot. I immediately deleted him.
Because he's a bitch, man. Like, you got to do that shit in person, yo. I don't hide behind a screen to fucking tell a girl I like her, man. I did that shit when I was, like, 20. You know, now it's just, you. Look, if you don't fuck with me, cool. That's what I did at the resort. Like, you just, all right, like, but you'll find, and I believe in karma. And the reason why I don't mess with a lot of chicks at resorts, sometimes, like, it's like, okay, fine. Like, a lot of them got people back home. They got a dude that's like, hey, you want on a girls trip? Well, I'll pay for it. And they get porked by every, you know, I believe they call it split roasted now. And they, like, you know, they get down at these, it goes down at these resorts, man. I would love to take a black light in all the rooms and just look at my, like, damn, what the fuck is that? Like, got semen on the city, got fucking.
Well, see, now I don't want to go to a resort anymore because that doesn't sound like fun.
No, like, it's not like one big, like, orgy fest, but it can happen. Like, yeah, like, you, women just act on impulses. I had a girl tell me last time I went, not this recently, she was with her dude, and the dude went off to go get drinks, so we were all just vibing, just talking or whatever. She was asking me questions about, like, back home, and I'm like, well, I can't just sit down with you. She's like, do you have a girlfriend? I was like, nah, I don't have a girlfriend. And she goes, that's such a shame. I'm like, okay. And she goes, and I went to talking again, and she goes, why don't you have a girlfriend? I'm like, oh, I don't know. She goes, you're impressive. I was like, thank you. I was like, guys, I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I went back to talking because I was, you know, I got to rambling. I'm drinking,
yeah.
Still talking to her, and her dude was getting the shots. So then she goes, and she's just like, just looking at me, like we're in the pool. So she's looking at me in the water. She's just like, just looking at me as if she's just like impressed with everything I was saying. She goes, I like how your mind works. And I was like, thank you. I appreciate that. She goes, I'm just saying right now, I find it hard to believe that you can't find a woman like back home. She was like, in LA, like you would probably pull anybody. And then I was like, okay, yeah. She goes, you probably even pull me. And I was like, what? And she goes, and she kind of stopped talking. And she goes, yeah. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah. She goes, honestly, like, if my boyfriend wasn't here, I'd fuck you. I was like, what?
I feel like people from LA are, like, personality-wise are so different, though.
Yeah, I don't maybe, but I fucked with the dude. He was cool, man. And I was just like, and then like when her dude came back, immediately her demeanor kind of changed, and she was just like, it was like she was talking real low at first, and she goes, "That's what's up, though." And I'm like, why she change her voice? Because he was coming up. He goes, "I got shots for everybody," and I'm like, and then we took the shot, and when we took the shot, I was like, oh, and I looked over, and she looked at me, took the shot. Didn't even fucking bite the lime and just looked at me. I was just like, uh-oh. And then homeboy says something in her ear, and she goes, okay, all right, I'll be up in a minute. And so he walks off, gets out the pool, and I walk away, like, on the other side of the pool. And she comes up to me. She goes, hey. I was like, yeah. She goes, okay, so me and him, we're going to go upstairs. We're going to smoke. We're going to fuck. And she was like, hopefully I'll catch you later. And I was like, okay. Like, that's just the kind of shit that goes down there. Like, anything is possible at a resort. I've learned that there are women that I think are out of my league that live here, but there are equivalents to them over at these resorts, and it's they give you the time of day.
Yeah.
You know, like, so that's why you can't really, like, you can't go in with the mindset of, I'm from Kansas City, I'm Hello Kitty, I'm average. No. Like, you can be whoever the fuck you want to be on these resorts. That's all I'm saying. So... yeah, it's just, it's the dilemma is real in 2024. I do want to thank you, Sam, for coming on the show. We've already hit 50 minutes. This is like, I knew eventually one of our conversations would turn into a podcast.
I'm so happy.
And that's why I've
always been a fan.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. That's why I got this out, and I thought to myself, yo, book it. Let's do it. We're just going to fucking do this shit, and we did it. So, and what a way to start off, too. I was like, the mid-conversation, I was like, okay, let me get my phone out.
Like, you're like,
let me get the phone out, you know what I'm saying, and just bam, started from that point. So I'll be posting this soon. We out. Peace.